throwing stuff out there. Like, what is your best self? Like,
I think your best self could be like, you know, however you normally are. If you're happy all the time, you're smiling, you know, that's when you're your best self. If you're not smiling and you seem grumpy, first thing somebody gonna say, man, what's up with you? You don't seem like yourself. You know, usually you happy, jovial, you know, what's going on? That's the best thing for me, at least. I'm smiling, always trying to keep people upbeat.
Positive.
You know,
positive.
Yeah, you know, if something going on with me, you'll know, because, like, I'm either quiet or you don't see me smiling.
You something wrong.
I'm barely talking. That's what you know, something wrong. Something's wrong.
I think there's more to that, too, though, other than just, like, smiling and being happy. Like, you personally know when there's something that you need to work on.
Got that right.
I'm looking at one of them.
Whether it's health or mental health or
ooh, we're right for the knockout punch.
Yeah, you're right, Buster Douglas.
I think being your best self is when you recognize that there's something that you need to work on and you actively try to be better, not just for anybody else but for yourself.
And try not to think of financial reasons. You know, always try to think of something other than financially. Because a lot of times that's the first thing somebody wants to say. Oh, man, make more money than last year. Make as much as I can. No.
See, like, when I think about working on yourself is, like, if you get attached easily to people or if you can't function on your own, if you're always relying on other people to help you out in life, then, like, you need to try to work on yourself and be by yourself. And figure out.
Yes, because like being your best self is not being your best for others.
No, it's about being right for yourself.
So like, where are you at? Are you trying to be your best self for other people, or are you trying to be the best self yourself, trying to be the best for you, not for others?
Exactly.
I think a lot of people try to do that. Like, oh, I'm working on being my best self, living my best life. Who are you doing that for? Is that for you? Or is that for everybody else?
It's about what do you want to do? Where do you want to go in life? Like, how do you picture your life turning out and working towards that?
Right, right. And I think that that falls into a lot of other spaces too. Like, you know, we said not with work, but like our life is a business. You've heard that term, mind your own business.
How do you want people to view you?
Right. How do you want people to view you? Or do you care?
True. Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't matter.
Well, you have to look at how you view yourself before you care about
others. I guess I just mean like, do you want somebody to look at you and be like, oh man, she's a jerk over there? Or do you want to be people to see you as like a kind person who's always willing to help you out? Or, and like, are you okay with that? Obviously that plays a factor in it. Like, do you care what other people think? But you also don't want to be the jerk.
Well, it's almost like, I mean, it's almost like, some people look at you no matter what. I mean, you you can be the nicest person in the world, but then either people are going to think you're up here, you think you're up here, you're bougie, or, you know.
Right.
They're going to think the exact
as, the course. As long as you know that you're, like, being a good person at whatever the case may be, like, that's all that matters.
You know yourself better than anybody
else. Right, exactly.
You know, except in my case, I had kids, so I tell the kids, I know you better than you know yourself, because I do.
You
know
what
I
mean? Yeah. You do. You do.
And I mean,
you've been through it too.
Self-perception is everything. But like you said, you want how other people view you. You know, some people can sit back and say, well, I don't care how other people view me. Yeah, you do. Or else you wouldn't be trying so hard to have that image, or, oh man, I'm gonna live my best life, or whatever. You're not gonna be like that if you didn't care about what other people thought about
you. I mean, truly, it doesn't matter, but like, you're still gonna think about it sometimes. You want to be a good person. And like you said, regardless, there's people who aren't going to like you no matter what. You could be the nicest person in the world, and there's still going to be something that they don't like about you.
Yeah, right. So Kaylee, what do you think about me?
I think
it doesn't
cool
matter
person.
What you think about me. Shut up, fool.
Nah, you're a jerk.
You're a jerk, but I respect you.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, that's funny because, you know, I think that respect is important sometimes too. And some people, like, being liked versus being respected is two different things. You know, sometimes you're not, may not be the most popular person, but people respect you. So yeah, I guess if I were to say, I have to make decisions that people don't like sometimes, But at least if people expect what, like, respect the decision I made, I'm good with that. You know, like, they don't have to like me for certain things. Like, well, I didn't like how you did that, but I understand why.
And you can demand respect, but you don't have to come out and say it.
Right. I mean,
you could do it in an authoritative type way to where somebody understands. Ooh,
right.
You know what? I understand that. Hey, he's got my respect.
Yeah.
Because like you say, you know, you give it, you get it. Mm-hmm. You earn respect. Mm-hmm. You don't just try to take it from somebody.
So is your best self being respected? Is that what you're looking for? Or are you respecting yourself?
Right.
That's a good question.
I don't know. You guys work on that. Well, all right, guys. We'll catch you next week.